In Rapid City, during Hanukkah, Jews gather at Main Street Square for 8 nights to light the menorah. The first night was December 24th, and the last night is December 31st. People gather just before sunset to sing Hanukkah songs and celebrate the resiliency of the Jewish people. As Jewish people arrive at Main Street Square, they are greeted by Christmas lights and music. The celebration date is guided by the Jewish lunar calendar and can start anywhere from late November to late December. Steve Ben says it's unfortunate that this year, the first night of Hanukkah falls on the first night of Christmas.
A lot of times people think that Hanukkah is nothing more than Jewish Christmas, and this sort of reinforces that. The fact of the matter is that Hanukkah and Christmas are only temporally related and not at all philosophically or theologically related.
The gatherers start by reading George Washington's letter to the Hebrew congregation of Newport, Rhode Island.
It is now no more that tolerance is spoke of as if it were by the indulgence of one class of people that another enjoyed the exercise of their inherent natural rights.
And then the people sing.
Rock of ages, let our song praise the saving power.
It does represent a defeat of the few over the many, when the Assyrians desecrated our temple.
Steve Ben tells of the history of Hanukkah when a small band of Jews reclaimed the Holy Temple in Jerusalem and found very little oil with which to light the menorah.
And the miracle of one cruse or one little vial of oil lasted 8 days.
Ben says because Hanukkah is not biblical, its importance is sometimes underestimated. But he says the holiday represents the resilience of the Jewish people and their resistance to assimilation. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City. The menorah lighting in Main Street Square occurs every night at sunset at about 5:10 p.m., ending with December 31st.